Weiter. Next we have Rebbe. Rebbe the Sanya lo saskir eved el Adonav asher yinatzel elecha as the pasuk continues me'im Adonav. So it says here you shouldn't return an eved to its master. And the pasuk continues asher yinatzel elecha me'im Adonav, that like escaped from its master. So Rebbe said, "Bilokeach eved almanash l'shacharak asu medaber," because it's this can't mean the pashtus, you know, the an eved that runs away. You can't return him to your master, his master. Why not? I mean, he's ran away. You give him back to his master, right? Or if it's talking about an eved that is mishuchrar, that also can't be because he's not called an eved anymore. So what is it referring to that you return him to its to where it escaped from? So it's talking about bilokeach eved almanat l'shachar kazuvimber, that an eved, he was an eved, and you purchased him on the condition that you're going to free him. Okay, so you got together a shtar shichror, and heichidami, how do you write it? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak the Kasav Lein, he writes to this eved in the shtar shichror lishakachacha. When I buy you as an eved, then you're going to be from now freed. Okay? So here, he was, the pasuk is telling me that you have to mekayim your tanai, even though it's also, when you're writing the shtar, it's the varsh lo-ba-lo-lam. He's not your eved yet. And yet you're writing the shtar shichur, for it's not as an eved, it's not yours. So still, that's what the pasuk is telling me, that you have to keep it, and losaski rebed el adonav, you can't return it, you have to keep free him like you promised, and even though it's davar shel lo ba'olam. Okay, Rashi amanat l'shachar o muzar shelo lishtabed mo, so therefore he's warned that you're not allowed to, in fact, keep him as a slave once you promised him and wrote the shtar. Okay, next we have Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir, how do we know he held you can mark the davar shel lo ba'olam? D'tnan, this should look familiar to you. It says in the Mishnah, Ha'omer le'isha red mekudeshes li lacha shet gayer. And we saw this before, yesterday, that a person gives a woman money and says, in this case, the first case is a goy, gives this Jewish woman money and says, Hare mekudeshly after I convert, or la'achar shetizkayri, or after you convert, or la'achar sheshtachrer, he's an avid right now, and he gives this woman the money, says, after I become free, I want it to go into effect, la'achar shetishtachri, or she's a shifcha, and after she becomes free, or la'achar sheyamus balech, or after your husband dies, I want it to go into effect, or la'achar shetamut achoseich, or after my wife dies, it happens to be your sister, so I can't marry you yet. So after my wife, your sister dies, I'll marry you. It'll go into effect, or la'achar sheyachlot zlach yevimich. Or right now she's a shomeres yavam, and he says, all right, mekudeshesli after you go through the chalitza process. So in all these cases, ainah mekudeshes. This is what we saw yesterday, but now we see the continuation of this mission of Rabbi Meir Omer Mekudeshes. Rabbi Meir held in all these cases it is good, even though right now it's the Tavash Lo Ba'olam because he's not in the matzav to marry in all these cases, but he held that Makna Tavash Lo Ba'olam, so that's Shita Rabbi Meir. Next we move on to Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Where do we see that he held that? The Sanya Yester Al Kena Mar Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. So he's referring to taking truma. And taking truma, you're not allowed to take truma from something which is still attached to the ground. It has to be talush, it has to be disattached. However, he held that the afilu means that afilu imamar means not only that if you have ready the truma ready to go, but it's you're in front of you, but it's attached to the ground, that you could say this is truma for when it gets disattached. Not only that, alifilu amar perus aruga zu tlushin, you truma al perus aruga mukhubarin, that you take truma from tlushin, but onto something which is a dying still mukhubar, which is normally as is no good. Or of perus aruga mukhubarin al peruzu tlushin, and the other way around, and he takes meiser from that which is mechubar and that which is talush. But he says l'kasheyaviu shlish v'talshu, because again now you can't. But he's doing it for the future and says when it's he's calling it truma. That's truma when he's going to, and it's gonna, when it's gonna become ready to take truma, when it's gonna get a shlish, because before that it's not hasn't reached the onus of maisus yet. When it gets to be a third, and v'talshu, and then what happened? V'viu shlish v'nitalshu. So he followed what he said, and at once it was a shlish, and he took it off. Then it's chal what he had said back then when it was still mechubar. So that's when he said it. It was the varzal shalom b'leolam. It wasn't yet a third. It wasn't yet disattached, and yet it works. Dvarav kayamin. So here we see again. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov held that you can makna the varzal shalom b'leolam. Let's see Rashi lishich kashiyaviu shlish dehavi gemar malacha. That's when it's finished. Kedamar b'Rosh Hashanah v'asas hatfua l'shlosh. And we read, don't read it l'shlosh, ela l'shlish, once it reaches a third. Okay, and finally, the last one, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, this one should also look familiar to us, that none in the Mishnah, konam shani osa l'ficha, eino tzarich l'hafir, Rabbi Akiva amar, yafir shemet hadif alav, yasir mina ra'uilo. So we saw this yesterday as well, right, that a woman that says she's making a neder that her ma'aseh yadayim are not going to go to her husband. So says the Tanakama, the husband doesn't have to make for this neder because she can't do that because he's meshuvatum, so it's meaningless. However, Rabbi Akiva said no, she should, the husband should make for it because the base ma'aseh yadayim is meshuvatum, but she might do work more extra, and that extra, if he, her netter can be called on the extra, because that's just not meshubatum, and therefore he should make a point of being mayfair. And again, it's the varshalot balalam, because she didn't, when she making this netter, it's not in the world yet, her maisi adayim, that she's ushering to him. And yet Rabbi Akiva says we have to deal with it, and you have to make sure you may for it, etc. So here we see that Rabbi Akiva held that you can mark to the varshalot balalam. So this is why we basically brought all of this, right? And we said that Rabbi Akiva, the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak argues with the Rabbi, which is over here, with Rav Huna Breder Rav Yeshua. Because Rav Huna Breder Rav Yeshua, which we brought before, if you remember, he said no, Rabbi Akiva holds that you cannot be makna davar shel olam. And I, this Mishnah, if you remember, we said no, that's not what it means. It means that she's makdish her hands, right? And her hands are in the world, they're right here, they're in front of her, she could be, because Rabbi Akiva holds you can't be makna davar shel olam. That's what we had seen earlier in the Rav Huna Breder Rav Yeshua, and then the Gemara had said, which argues with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. And then we brought this whole thing where Rabbi, as we see from here, he just took Rabbi Akiva here at face value. No, he's the original. We said door, right, all the way back to, from one door back to that, they all held the Varshal Lo Balalam, you can be Makna, and the original one was Rabbi Akiva. That's where it all started from, and he's took Rabbi Akiva obviously as face value, just as it is. As read this this mission as it is, not that her hands or whatever. No, she can usher something which is not yet in the world. And so here's the original source of Rabbi Akiva, and he's arguing with Rabbi Huna Breder Yeshua. Okay, good Shabbos. Yeah, it reminds me of the we're in Batumim.
Yeah.
You know, like with Ali, like if you read the Shira or if you read Shikara, it's like you got to know how to read it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm talking like that. Not the Urim Batumim, but it's like. Yeah.
Maybe the next month, the whole post office came
out. I come in and they rebuild the
what?
And then
they rebuild the enemy.
That's right. Our material have vowels and punctuation. We'll have vowels and punctuation.